This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/scriptquest. By the way, if you do get the free credit due to the Audible sale, you might want to do that because there's a sale going on at Audible. 2 for 1. 2 credits for 1. So get your free credit and you get 2 books. Or get a 2-credit book. Also brought to you by SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes, go to the checkout line, and go get 25% off if you put in the promo code QUEST. Easy peasy. And by Patreon.com/GroupQuest. That's all of you. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have some former Grand Theft Auto maker, what Save the Diver developers up to, and Minecraft could release a DLC. But we begin today with TwitchCon. That's EU 2024. And Eurogamer.net did say that that's going to go to Rotterdam, while the North American event returns to San Diego. So TwitchCon EU 2024 will be at the Rotterdam Ahoy from the 29th and the 30th of June. And it will return to the same location in 2025 and 2026. Now, the San Diego Convention Center will have it on the 20th through the 22nd of September in 2024, and it will be in the same location until 2028. The TwitchCon EU tickets will go on sale in February. So, here's what Dan Clancy did have to say about this. Quote, TwitchCon is a celebration of self-expression and creativity, championing creators who have changed the landscape for content and entertainment. It is a space that allows us to explore the evolution of live streaming and where communities come together. Rotterdam offers an accessible central location for the European community. We want to make it as easy as possible for people to come together, and we're excited to announce the multi-year agreement with the venue, which will allow us to build on and improve our event year over year. Interesting. Now we go to some Starfield news, as we go to the Xbox section of the show. And Dot Esports was talking about Starfield itself, because they think the players feel that the choices and actions don't have any meaning. Now, there was a Starfield fan that made a pretty big discussion there yesterday. And they were expressing some disappointment in the Reddit post. In fact, here's what they were saying about it on Reddit. Quote, it's really beginning to annoy me that nothing you do in the game actually has an impact. As an example, I just finished the Striker's Quest in Neon, but I know if I go back in a few game weeks, nothing will have changed in Ebside. It won't be safer and people a little happier, nor will Syndicate have moved in on Dispel's turf and made things worse. Absolutely nothing will change. I took out Shaw and her gang on Aquila, but it makes absolutely no impact. For a game that is supposed to be so advanced, it's lacking just basic mechanics. Anyone else feel this way? Or have examples to prove I'm wrong? I'm not fully through the game yet, working my way through it slowly. Now, somebody else did say, quote, no destruction, no political changes, no change of people in power, no new colonies. Further quote, it feels dead because the world does not progress and is frozen in time as it seems. Now, Gabe Newell did say, also, quote, fun is the disagree to which the game recognizes and responds to the player's choices and action. People may argue about that, we shall see. But Kotaku did say that Starfield did have a big update. Oh no, it's delayed because of a mysterious issue. Now, this happened there yesterday too, but hours before this update was scheduled to go live in its beta form on Steam, the developer Bethesda Game Studios did announce a delay, and they found an issue with the patch, but they left it unnamed. So they'll have to wait about, or people will have to wait for those over 100 tweaks to the RPG. So we'll have to see when that's coming. But WCCF Tech did say that the new Xbox system update did aim to resolve some of the Baldur's Gate 3 save game issues, but the players still aren't happy. Now, last month we did say that there were Xbox players that tried to get into Baldur's Gate and the game did crash. Larian then did release a minor update that would address some of the issues, but it did refer to an Xbox firmware update for disappearing save files after a crash. And Microsoft released a system update several weeks ago, but people are still reporting some data loss issues. So here's what the Xbox support account did say. Quote, an Xbox system update will be rolling out today to address the save game issue on Baldur's Gate 3. You can manually update your console via the settings, or it will roll out to your console within the next week. But some people were not happy about it, like I said before. In fact, one person did say, it didn't fix it. I lost my saves and still crashes every time I start a new game. Another person did say, it didn't fix a damn thing. My cross saves aren't syncing and my game still crashes when I start a new game. I want a refund since my game is literally unplayable. So maybe people will be happy about this because, according to Destructoid, Minecraft will release a DLC which will be inspired by the BBC's Planet Earth show. So, their DLC will look like Planet Earth 3, and it looks like people may like it, because I'm looking at the pictures of it, and it looks very Minecraft. So, know that it's coming. There is no date to this, however, but it is coming. Now, we know that The Game's Done Quick was up on Twitch doing their live stream, doing their fundraising, but according to Rock Paper Shotgun, Peanut Butter, the dog, did play his game, and there was no world record time. He tried. Now, Peanut Butter was up around the 1 a.m. slot, and they were playing one of the NES games at the time, but there was no world record. That's okay. I'm sure he was a good dog anyway. Now we get a little bit more technical, because according to WCCF Tech, there's a game-ready driver for GeForce RTX 4070 Super, and they are out now. And that's going to be because of the release of PAL World and Dead Signal, United 1944, and Who is Abby? So those different games. And they are providing the reflex latency lowering technology for other games that are out there too. So be warned, there is a GeForce RTX update coming for some of you. Now we get to IGN.com because Dave the Diver, the developer of the game named Mint Rocket, wants to make a MOBA, a multiplayer online battle arena. And they want to call it Wake Runners. Now this is going to be a 4v4 and a 5v5 top down. It's almost like a Starfield view. Multiplayer. And it's going to be in a dystopian sci-fi future. In fact, there's a bit of an official statement. Quote, a ravaged Earth is now the site of skirmishes between surviving factions. The fast-paced gameplay features combat at close quarters, while combatants glide across battle arenas at high speeds using a unique acceleration and deceleration mechanic. Wake Runners offers a variety of characters with each unique abilities, personas, and battle styles. Players have the abilities to swap characters mid-battle, which allows them to strategize, use a vitality of skills throughout a battle. End quote. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and Tomb Raider 1 through 3 Remastered will come with 200 trophies or more. And there's an achievement for that. They also have photo mode, class and modern control options. They also have boss health bars, and a few other things. The remaster will release on February 14th, so about a month from now, for both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Oh, and WCCF Tech says, Build a Rocket Boy did complete its $110 million Series D fundraising. Now, they also have some existing and new investors, which would include Galaxy Interactive, NetEase, Endeavor, Alignment Growth, Woodline Partners LP, GTAM Partners, and quite a few others. So we shall see what happens with that one. but they're going to be making something good. Speaking of good, there's a lot of good things on sale. Check your favorite console, because PlayStation just said that here's the new year 2024, and the sale kicks off today. Now, the holiday sale is officially over, but this is the new year sale, and it will have, among other games, Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown, Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Valhalla, Batman Arkham Collection, along with the premium edition for Arkham Knight, a few Call of Duty games, Control Ultimate Edition, Cult of the Lamb, we've talked about that one before, Darkest Dungeon, Detroit Become Human, Devil May Cry HD Collection, Diablo Primeval Collection, Doom Eternal Deluxe, along with Year One Pass, add-on and standalone, Dragon Ball Z, Kakarot, Fallout 4, Far Cry 5 and 6, with Season Pass, Final Fantasy 15, Gaul 2, Jak and Daxter, along with Jak 3, Lego, different Lego games here, quite a few things, Resident Evil, there you go, Sonic Forces, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Wild Card Football. A lot of good things that are out there right now, so go get them. Once again, tomorrow, 3 p.m., you know it, twitch.tv/DawnForge, live reactions to the Xbox Developer Direct, and we'll be on after that, doing a full recap. This has been a DawnForge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.